Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting. I've been having several dialogues. I'm getting more people involved in serious dialogues. One is on creation. One is on whether or not a follower of Christ should vote, which is a radically different position than what I had in the past. And I wish people would have contended with me in this way. And then the other is, of course, the definition of marriage. That's been really interesting because I actually have people engaging on me on that. And the arguments they give, really interesting. But the thing that's fascinating to me is they could have come up with these arguments to me 20 years ago, and I would have been stumped. And now I can just... I can look at the scripture and say, ah, see, this is how either... I'm ready to give an answer. And that has really, really blown me away. Because I've been arguing the case that marriage is defined by sex and ends with death. And every verse that's been thrown at me, I can demonstrate that it is consistent with the idea that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. Very simple. And it's fascinating because I have an atheist arguing with me, which is fascinating. And another lady who, it's a lady, which is a little odd, long diatribe on how I'm so wrong. But not a single... The scripture is marvelous. And even though it's hard to share, trusting in the Lord is magnificent. And the Lord's definition of marriage is also magnificent. And I'm afraid that what's being shown to my kids, what's being lived out by my wife, don't follow the Lord, especially when it comes to reconciliation. But I'm here, and I love you.